It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys with off-season updates and next season guesses.
A lot of guesses today.
A lot of guesses.
Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore, the Fantasy Football Guys.
You bet. We are the Fantasy Football Guys, Kevin. And it's our NFL draft show. That was code for I'm Lyle.
Everybody knows who I am by now.
I would
Nobody knew is listening to this show.
You never know, dude.
Come spring, like training camp and stuff? Yeah, maybe. Sure. I almost said spring training. What is this, baseball?
Something.
Hey, how about them 76ers, y'all?
How about them Sixers? By the way, if you're a searcher or a listener to the Fantasy Baseball Guys, that show is pretty much dead at this point.
Yeah,
a lot of work to do a baseball show. So basically, what we're doing is retooling it as a basketball show for next year. So we'll have the Fantasy Basketball Guys out there probably. So be on the lookout for that. Just, you know, it's baseball season. You mentioned it. Jason and Greg are not doing the show. Jason got married. You know, probably his wife is like, "What are you doing this show for free for?"
Why you gotta make that voice when you're talking about a woman?
Because I have a wife. That's what she sounds like when she talks to me.
Projecting.
Yeah. Well. Right. Is that a psychobabble term you're going to throw at me? I'm projecting.
You're projecting a little bit. Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. Projecting.
Yeah. Just whatever.
Let's get along with the word, dude. I'm just trying to figure out what it means.
Substituting, you know, your life and your situation for someone else's.
She may go, Jason, I'm wondering why you're not...
She might have been like, I fully support your decisions and everything.
Well, yeah, she may be. And he said that she was fully supportive.
They're newly married, so she's
That's
probably...
True.
They probably still like each other.
Yeah, probably. Jason, if you're listening, dude, sorry to bring you into this.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, it's not good for anybody. But anyway, let's look at some news real quick. Now, if you listen to this in a week, it's all going to be old, but you know, you can flash right by it.
Well, especially with the draft, I mean.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously the first round of the draft is Thursday. In moments from now, we're going to roll through our first round, and it's just wild guesses for the most part, even for pick number one, because it's not an obvious pick. So let's see. Willie Snead finally landed with the Ravens. That's probably a good thing.
They were talking to Dez for a minute.
Well, of the couple of receivers out there, I'm thinking Willie the much cheaper, less splashy.
I wonder what's going to happen with Dez.
You know what? I don't know. It's become semi-official now that he's not part of the Ravens' plans pre-draft. We'll see what happens after.
I don't think he's an elite level. He's got to prove that he's still an elite level receiver.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's still awesome. He's a big-bodied, good route running, like... You know, you don't find wide receivers like that often. And if he's willing to take a little bit of a cut, which is the big, you know, if, somebody'd love to have him catch 60 passes for them.
He needs to do a one-year incentive-laden contract.
Like Alshon did.
Right. And if he can come in and do what Alshon did for the Birds, so then Dez will
have... I honestly don't think
a...
it's Dez. I think the offense changed.
I don't disagree with that. I've talked about it before. It was the strength of what... Prescott can do, and it didn't really fit with what Dez is good at.
Right.
So we'll see. You talk about not making a splash in the news. Luke McCown announced his retirement.
Wow.
I was like, dude was still in the league? Who knew? Who knew? Brandon Marshall cut loose by the Giants. Not surprising there, really.
I was actually surprised that he was still in the league.
Oh, Brandon Marshall?
Yeah, I just had totally forgotten.
Yeah, well, you know, he's not a young dude.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, the Giants were terrible last year. I just didn't even pay attention.
He was hurt for most of it.
Yep.
Dude's 34. So, I don't know if he's, you know, he's got a future in TV. Dude's good on Inside the NFL. So, you know, I see him easily making the jump to media and, you know, not doing a whole lot more. I mean, maybe he wants to play another year or something. And somebody will give him a chance.
Right.
You know, if he's healthy and he passes a physical... Then, you know, who knows? Remember Kevin White, the Bears receiver, who is really good but can't stay on the field due to injury?
Yeah.
Well, his new head coach, Matt Nagy, is all over him, basically talking him up. I don't know if that's because he's excited about a healthy, good receiver he's got or if he's maybe looking to trade the dude. I don't know, but we'll see. We'll see what happens with that.
I mean, you know, he is an electrifying talent.
He has been. But not in the pros.
Yeah, but you know, you got to prove it at this level, and you got to stay healthy. A lot of that's not your fault, but you know, Luck of the draw.
Now, do you remember a couple of weeks ago the news coming out of Foxborough was that Tom Brady is not committed yet? He's non-committal on his playing status for next year.
Yeah.
And then almost immediately, like 24 hours later, Tom Brady all in on the Patriots for 2018.
It's of course he is. Everybody shut up.
Yeah. I think it would be huge news if Tom Brady even said, yeah, I'm not sure.
Eventually it'll happen.
Yeah, but not this year. Yeah, he was MVP of the league last year.
I know. Everybody's like, he's done. What are you talking about? They went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And I think the most important news of the week, Carson Wentz started running.
He's back on the horse,
he's
baby.
Running.
Back on the horse. It'll be interesting to see if he can actually make it back. I love that they gave Nicky Foles some money.
Showed him some love.
I love that.
That was good.
It'll break my heart when he does leave the Eagles. Because I think he will.
You know it's happening.
Yeah, but I'm glad they're going to keep him for another year and give him some scratch.
Like to see.
And they have a mutual option for 2019.
Yeah. Well, I think he loves the team, and I think
he does too.
You know, a lot of those guys.
He's one of those guys though that maybe he might just be like, you know what, I want to stick around and be a part of this for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He strikes me as a guy that doesn't have much of an ego.
He's like, I've been out there and played with other teams, and they didn't love me like these guys do. They didn't work it for me.
These
like
guys
these
gave
guys
me
did.
A shot. Unfortunately, the quarterback went down, and then I won the Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, got a ring and a big trophy and a car. You get a car.
You get a car.
Yeah.
Went to Disney World.
He did.
Yeah.
Freaking Nick Foles. Oh, man.
This giant hog.
Anybody that's been a league commish knows what a pain it can be. From coordinating the draft to settling disagreements and scoring issues to dealing with that guy.
That one guy.
Commissioners know all about that guy. Every league has at least one. Sometimes the commissioner is that guy.
It always is when Kevin's the commish.
Right.
If you listen to this show for even a few years, you know that Flea Flicker is the platform that we use for all our leagues, both personal and our TFFG leagues. And we've been there for a year, really since they started.
Dude, like 12 years ago.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah. So Flea Flicker understands the challenges and the pain points for commissioners. The platform is built by commissioners for commissioners.
Flea Flicker offers email drafts to make draft coordination a breeze, cool. Year-round trading capabilities, the ability to trade future draft picks, and lightning fast and reliable live scoring.
Not to mention the easy-to-use speedy interface, the powerful commish tools, the special dynasty features, and new this year, you can make taxier practice squads.
That's
dude. It's great for dynasty league.
Yeah, I hope we get that in our dynasty league. That would be really, really interesting.
Well, I'm the commish. I could probably make that happen.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm suggesting it.
Ah.
We like the ease of setting up a league because Flea Flicker lets you choose from 125 scoring rules for 12 different positions. Lots of flexibility. We have a bunch of different leagues, and they all have different scoring. We have, custom stuff that we throw in there. Really interesting stuff.
It is great. And Flea Flicker is always 100% free, and that includes the mobile app.
So if your current league site makes life harder than it needs to be, CBS, simplify it by doing what we do. Use Flea Flicker.
Go to fleaflicker.com/TFFG. See what they have to offer you. Make sure you put that /TFFG in there so they'll know you came from here. And that we told you about it, and that'll all be good.
Yeah, I mean, we played in that CBS league, dude. Well, you did.
Yeah.
I lost a lot.
Yeah, I eased into the playoffs with the last spot and then summarily got beaten.
But that, dude, it just was really difficult to use.
Yeah, the desktop was terrible.
I didn't try the mobile. Was the mobile better?
Allegedly, the mobile was better. But the thing is, dude, for me, the one reason that I always like Flea Flicker is because it's not... The screen is not, excuse me.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, there's a little fun. Screen isn't taken up by ads and, well, there's a couple
there's
ads.
There's a couple,
Flicker, but it's not taken up by, the platform pushing its,
whatever. Other stuff.
Other stuff, like,
pay
for this and you can see our
premium
list.
Premium features. And
premium
that,
features, yeah, that's right. So, to me, Flea Flicker is a pretty simple platform that you can put your stuff in, and it's
draft works well.
Really well. I've never really had an issue with people not being able to get in.
Nope.
And on Sundays, I don't see freezing.
I open up seven of those windows, those Flea Flicker windows, and watch my live scores. I never have any problems with it.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
So, you know, this is the first year we've been using it forever, and this is the first year they said, hey, you guys want to do some advertising? We're like, sure.
Yeah, I mean, we've been recommending you for free forever.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I was like, hey, we've been advertising you guys for free for the last decade or more.
Yeah, they should have just been like, hey, just keep doing that then.
Yeah, you know, just do that.
On the D-izzle. Right. Are you going to do another ad, or you want to roll right into the draft here?
Let's talk about this other thing.
All right.
So if I ask you how many Super Bowls the Steelers have won, or six. Which running back had the best fantasy year last year, you wouldn't even blink. You'd just pop the answer up.
But I know the answer to that one. Was it Lev Bell, or was it...
It was Gurley.
Yeah. Was it Gurley?
Maybe you would ask a question.
Yeah. I can't remember now. It's been too long.
But if I asked you to describe what kind of wine you like, you might have trouble coming up with something other than white, red, something.
That's pretty much where I'm at. Yeah. If that's the case, then Wink, W-I-N-C, is the perfect wine club for you. Their palate profile will match wines to you and make discovery of great wines feel like you're winning the game.
So how does Wink make it easy to discover great wine, you ask? Well, Wink's wine experts select wines matched to your taste, personalized for you, shipped right to your door, and starting at just $13 a bottle.
Just fill out Wink's palate profile quiz, answer questions like, how do you take your coffee, and how do you feel about blueberries? Then Wink sends wines curated to your taste.
The more wines you rate, the more personalized your monthly selections become. Each month there's a new delicious wine, but no membership fees. You can skip any month, and you can cancel any time. My kind of club.
Me too. Not only that, but there's no shipping costs. And if you don't like a bottle they send you, they'll replace it with a bottle you'll love, no questions asked.
If you or your significant other, family member, whatever, like wine, how can you not join Wink? Discover great wine today. Go to trywink.com/FFguys, and you'll get $20 off your first shipment.
That's trywink.com/FFguys for $20 off.
trywink.com/FFguys.
Right.
All right.
Now we paid the bills. Let's get to work here. Yeah, now, in our last show, Kevin cheated and won the first pick, the Cleveland Browns, by flipping a coin that I'm assuming was double-headed.
It was the double-headed Roosevelt dime.
Right.
That I keep for just such occasions.
Just such occasions.
But you know the good news for you is?
What?
You get to do the Birds pick.
I do, and I also get the second Browns pick.
Exactly.
So I'm just going to screw your whole organization. I'm going to draft a second quarterback.
There was a school of thought that said that maybe that would be
the case. I mean, you know.
All right, so the Browns, you know, have a bunch of needs. We know this. They need a quarterback. They need the offensive line help.
Can you just take Darnold and let's get it over with?
They need some defensive backfield help. They could use a receiver. We know this.
Can I pencil Sam Darnold?
They took Jarvis Landry in there, so they've got some receivers on the outside, and they have a good slot receiver. But, you know, receivers are important. But all that being said, I'm going to go ahead and take Sam Darnold.
Thank you.
And I think they will, too, honestly.
I think they will, too. I think Darnold's all but locked in here. Now, this is where it gets really interesting, Kevin.
Isn't it?
Because here's what I think.
Hang on. I will say that 14 minutes ago, we're 13 minutes into the show. 14 minutes ago, Lyle's like, what are the Giants going to do it, too? I'm like, that's not my problem.
Yeah. So, you know, I think I have an idea of what they should do.
Yeah.
And then I think there's probably a difference in what they're actually going to do.
So what do you think they should do?
So I'm drafting this, so I'm going to take the person that I think they should take.
Okay.
You know, I get that there's durability concerns, but if they pass on Rosen, they're insane. They're insane. He's the most polished guy there. He gets to learn from a veteran whose family is a dynasty. Who's won, you know, two Super Bowls, whose brother's one of the greatest of all time, not him, but a future Hall of Famer, you know,
probably.
Yeah. And you got a guy who's, you know, quote unquote, the most league ready.
And you have a quarterback whisperer now, allegedly, as head coach.
That's true. So I get the durability concerns, and people are like, well, you know, if he gets pressure on him, he panics. And there's going to be a lot of pressure in the NFL. Yeah. So does Eli Manning. Eli still panics.
So does Tom Brady.
Yeah. Listen.
That's how Giants won two Super Bowls off of him.
I get what you guys are saying, and, you know, everybody's, you have to come up with some concerns, but if this guy slips in the draft, holy hell. Like if Buffalo lands him or something, yeah, good for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, listen, I get all the concerns, but I have to take Josh Rosen.
And by the way, it's, you know, possible the Giants trade out of that spot. We didn't really talk about trades here.
I actually think they're going to take Barkley or Chubb.
Yeah.
That's what I think they're going to do.
So you're picking Rosen.
I'm picking Rosen because that's what they should do.
They should take a quarterback, and Rosen's the next best one for their system.
Yes.
I think there's a guy out there who's really kind of being ignored, but I think he's going to get drafted in the first round. We'll talk
Jackson?
About him in a minute.
I think he will, too.
Not him.
Oh, okay.
Jets traded up with the Colts from 6 to 3 and gave up a bunch of stuff to move up those three spots. And you know, they have Teddy Bridgewater on their staff, and they have you know, the other McCown brother. But I think they're still I think they had Mayfield on their radar from the start.
Yep.
And I think Mayfield's the guy they're going to grab.
I already have.
I mean, now if Rosen is there,
I think they take Mayfield.
I don't know. I mean, since Rosen's off, it made it easy for me. But, you know, Rosen could be a good Jet, too. So we'll see. But since Rosen's gone, thank you for making it easy for me picking Mayfield.
I mean, I just think the Giants should take Rosen.
I don't disagree.
We'll see what happens. All right, the Cleveland Browns. So the question is, do they draft Barkley here? And I honestly don't think so, man. Listen, I love him. I think he's fantastic. But if you have a chance to get a defensive player of the likes of Chubb, I think you do it, right? He's a home run edge rusher, home run.
Yeah, I think if you can have you know, him on one end and Garrett on the other end, and yeah. I said this before, I think it would really do, you know, make wonders for your defense. And plus the fact they have Carlos Hyde, who is more than capable.
He is.
He's not a transitional, you know, no. once in a generation player, good. But he'll be fine for them.
Again, Barkley's going to be real good, but. You know, I don't know, man. I think they have pretty good running backs. You know, they get that quarterback. They have some wide receivers. They go defense here. Yeah, I think that's the smart play.
Well,
They get two number one players. They get the best quarterback in the draft, and they get the best defensive player in the draft. I'm sorry, dude.
It's hard to say no to that because you have a whole team to build, not just an offense.
Right. Running backs are just too much of a question mark.
And you know what? There's good running backs at the beginning of the second round,
too.
There's
tons of them.
Yeah. So here we are. The Broncos, you know, I was thinking that maybe you were going to take Barkley for the Browns. So I was really thinking Chubb for the Broncos. But, you know, they need edge help. But they also need cornerback help as well. You know, they did bring what's his name in from the Vikings, you know. Anyway, the quarterback. So I still think that...
Case Keenum,
yeah. But, you know, I think if Rosen's there, they may go him. I don't know that they want Josh Allen. But I even though quarterback is not really what they need, they could go with Denzel Ward here. But, dude, I think they go Josh Allen.
Wow. Okay, you threw me a curveball there because I thought you were going to go Barkley or I thought you were going to go defense.
I think John Elway sees a lot of himself in Josh Allen. You know, big arm, you know, not the most accurate dude on the planet, even though, you know, Elway was more accurate at Stanford than Allen was.
He was pretty good.
He was good. I mean, obviously. But I think Allen is, you know, because Keenum is there, he's going to have a year or two to season. And, you know, it was really close between Ward and Allen for me, but I went with Allen there. So good luck.
Well, oh, man. How far do I let Barkley fall, I guess? Because he's got to be drafted by the Bucs here. So if I'm, you know, I mean, maybe not, but they need running back help. So there's that. If I look at the Colts.
They have Marlon Mack. They don't need him.
They really, well, yeah. I wish that were true. if I look at the Colts, though, they need edge rushers. They need offensive line. They need everything, basically. It's too early for me to go wide receiver. You know, Quentin Nelson, maybe. You know, I don't know, man.
They need help on both sides of the ball, interior line.
They need help everywhere, but hold on. Let me see here.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, but I think what they end up doing is they go linebacker here, and I'm going to take Roquan Smith out of Georgia.
Really?
Yeah.
They
need defensive help. Chubb's already off the board. I'm going to go linebacker.
Wait a minute. Let me process this. I was not prepared for that.
Yeah. So you still got Barkley available. You thought I was going to take Barkley?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I don't think they'll take a running back, man. I really don't.
Wow. I like the pick. I just didn't think you were going
to. Again, if you have a chance to get the number one guy in a category.
You do.
I think you do it.
Which is why the Bucks run. They don't walk.
And get
Barkley. And they take Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, I think they have to, too. And this, I was thinking about this earlier. I was like, man, are they really going to end up with him? Because I don't want him in the NFC. But You know, I think, you know, he's so far ahead of everybody else. Sorry, I'm doing my sheet up here.
That's fine.
All right. Now the friggin' Bears. Oh,
what did the Bears do?
Well, they need defensive back. They need offensive line. They need basically everybody on the defense.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
You know, I don't know, man. I think at this point, it's not crazy for the top offensive lineman to come off the board. I do think they'll probably go defense, but again, I'm the guy who's drafting here, so I'm going to go with Quentin Nelson.
I don't hate that. You know, it's kind of early for a guard, really, but I think he can play tackle.
Yeah. So
and he is that good. You know what, dude? And with all that in mind, I can't believe that, you know, if I'm the 49ers, I'm like, what? Denzel Ward is still available.
Well,
number 10?
See, that was the other guy I was probably going to take. That was the other guy.
So yeah, the rich get richer, and the 49ers take Denzel Ward. Yeah, they have Sherman there, but you cannot have enough cornerbacks in this league.
It's a good spot to be in. So now we got the Raiders. Again, I was kind of hoping that they really need defense. But I was kind of hoping that Ward would fall to them. All right, let me look at what's available here at defense.
Let's see. You know,
I think it's a little bit too early for Minkah Fitzpatrick.
I
think it might be. You know, again, best safety in the draft, but not the best defensive back. You know, the top linebacker is gone. Yeah, way too early for people like Davenport. You got... what's that dude's name?
Vita Vea.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know, man. Oh God!
You're playing stuff now.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking.
It's only an hour show.
I'm gonna go Fitzpatrick.
You're gonna go. You know what? I don't hate that. I think he's actually gonna be a top 10 guy, and him falling to the Raiders at 11 is a huge thing for them.
It's probably not bad.
So for me now, I have, you know, they need defensive line help like crazy. You know what,
dude? The Dolphins?
The Dolphins do. Yeah. They need defensive line help. So Vea is a possibility there, dude. But you know what? I just think that Adam Gase is pretty sure that, you know, the quarterback situation there is not stable. It's, you know, the guy who's there is not his guy. You know, last year was a cluster F with, you know, the whole Jay Cutty thing. And, you know, so, dude, you know, I see maybe a quarterback going off the board here for the Dolphins, but I don't see Lamar Jackson being that guy. I think if they take a quarterback here, I think they go for Mason Rudolph.
Wow.
He's a pocket guy. That's more of what Gase's offense is. And it's, you know, you might go, well, that's way early for Mason Rudolph.
It is.
Four quarterbacks are already off the board. And Rudolph is a really good pocket passer. But I think that Vea is got to be the pick here.
Okay. So you're not, okay.
Not like teasing you, man.
All right. Yeah, I got excited.
Well, you thought you were going to get Vita for the Bills?
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
This is a real bummer. Hold on, I gotta get Vea off my board here. I gotta find him.
Oh, I gotta get Quentin Nelson off my board here. And Minkah Fitzpatrick off
my
board.
So now we have the Buffalo Bills. Right? They need obviously they need quarterback quite badly.
Yeah, because they have McCarron, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's their alleged starter, correct?
Allegedly, yes. Yeah. He might be okay, but I don't think that he'll be good enough to have them right now to have them not draft a quarterback.
Honestly, dude, I think they trade up. I don't think they're gonna be sitting here.
I do too, but we're playing the game.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, if one of the other quarterbacks had already fallen, they would take them. So I honestly think they're going to take Jackson.
You think Lamar Jackson's off the board here?
Yeah. I think they 100% try to trade up.
But if they're at 13, then Jackson's their guy.
I think Jackson's their guy.
You disagree?
It's a little early, but there's nobody left. Like, if the draft goes like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it to me, I think the perfect spot for him, and I'm not saying it's not the Bills, you know, as far as, you know, being able to play and all that sort of thing, or this early in the draft. I think the perfect spot for him is a place where there's a guy who can be there for a couple of years so that Jackson can learn. But they said the same thing about Deshaun Watson, dude, and he came in and just lit it up. So yes, who knows?
Did. It's possible they go Rudolph here, too. I mean, it's not crazy.
I would be a little more surprised for the Bills doing that. So here we are at the Redskins, right? It's funny because I haven't done a whole lot of looking at what the Redskins need, you know, because I thought maybe they're going to be a quarterback, some quarterback.
They need line.
They do need
on
line.
Both sides. Yeah.
Yeah. They need linebacker as well and D-line. So I'm thinking, geez.
Yeah, this is where it starts to get hard.
Yeah, it starts to get difficult in this spot here. I'm going to go with Daron Payne, tackle from Alabama for them.
Very cool.
Why? Does it free somebody up for you?
No, okay. It's just DL. You know,
it's not sexy, but, you know, we all know that defense wins championships. You know, we've heard that forever. And they really have a need there. You know, they could also go for a guy like, you know, Leighton Vander Esch or somebody like that at linebacker. But from what I've heard, he's actually failed a couple of physicals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I heard that.
So, anyway, they also need a quarterback, but not first round. That'll be, you know, like a project later on. So, there you go, Daron Payne.
All right. For Green Bay, they need a lot of help in their defensive back area. So, I'm actually going to go with my man from UCF, Mike Hughes, at corner.
Mike Hughes. Mm-hmm. I don't mind that. You know, I think there's some decent cornerbacks in this draft, and none of them, I think... you know, Ward stands out as a guy who's probably the best, but, you know, there's a bunch of other ones as well. You know, you look at, like, you know, you said Hughes, Dante Jackson's real good, Alexander from Louisville's real good, and mm-hmm. they'll probably pop up here shortly. All right, so it's my turn, right, with the Cardinals. Honestly, you know, I think they, you know, they have Sam Bradford, but we know that he's walking around on toothpicks.
He is.
And, you know, you already took Lamar Jackson off the board. I think if Jackson's there for the Cardinals at 16, I wouldn't be surprised if they took him.
I wouldn't either.
But, dude, I see that, you know, quarterback being their biggest need for the future.
Wow.
I do. Just because, you know, you need that position.
So you're going to go Rudolph here?
If Sammy Sleeves is your best quarterback right now, he may not even make it out of camp, dude. We've seen it before. So, dude, I'm going to go Mason Rudolph here.
Wow.
With the Cardinals at 16.
Interesting, because that throws me a bit of a curveball here. A little bit later down the line, I think. But, okay, that's not who I expected to go there.
All right.
I'm psyched about this pick for the Ravens, though. They need help everywhere, obviously.
Yeah, they do.
Anybody in the top 20 or so has a lot of missing pieces.
Because they didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
There's a reason for
yes,
that.
Yeah. I'm going to go Mike McGlinchey from Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. He's the best quote unquote tackle in the draft.
Yeah.
Now, again, Quentin Nelson can play tackle, but he's more of an interior lineman, I guess, a guard. But, you know, yeah, that's where I'm going to go.
Yeah, I was actually looking for him. If Rudolph was off the board, I was looking for him at the Cardinals as well. So here we are at the Chargers at 18. They need tackle help, you know, offensive tackle help and defensive tackle help. They need linebacker help. They could probably use a quarterback for the future. And they could probably use some safety help as well. I think probably the best remaining, you took McGlinchey. I think Colton Miller is going to be the guy here for the Chargers.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a pretty good tackle, right? He's a UCLA kid. Mike Mayock loves him. That's good enough for me. So mm-hmm. I'm going to roll with him. He, you know, probably a name you haven't heard a whole lot about, but he's the second best tackle on a lot of guys' boards. So.
He is. I don't hate it. I'm just getting my stuff together. Now I got the Seahawks.
Yeah, you do. Seahawks are in rebuild mode. What's to do? What's to do?
Well, you know, I have to believe they're going to have to retool that defense. They just lost too many pieces. So, like, I'd be shocked if they went anywhere other than, like, an edge rusher or something here. I'm going to go with Harold Landry from Boston College.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
I mean, it's close between him and Davenport's still on the board, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and it's surprising that we're at 20 and Davenport's still sitting
there. Yeah, I think it's close between those two. I like Landry slightly better. It's just my personal opinion.
You're the guy doing the draft. So, yeah. So here we are at the Cowboys at pick number 20.
I think they trade everything because they suck. And they're just like, whatever, we don't want to draft this year.
Is that how you feel? It's yes. I don't quite see them doing that. Oh. I do see them, getting a lot of bad press about the Dez Bryant situation.
Yeah.
And wide receiver, of course, a huge need from them. They also need line help, linebacker help, guard help, tight end help.
Need everywhere, yeah.
We know this. You know, they could end up taking, a guy like Hayden Hurst, who's the best tight end on the board. There's a couple other guys out there. But really, you can get a tight end pretty much anywhere, right? Allegedly. Second round.
You're
going
to have him go Ridley, man?
So, maybe Mike Gesicki from Penn State, if they're looking to make a splash. Who'd you say?
Calvin Ridley? You're going to go wide receiver?
I'm going to go DJ Moore out of Maryland. I think he's a bigger playmaker at this point. If DJ Moore's not there, then I think Calvin Ridley fits in well. But,
It's very possible one or more of them are gone by now. We are totally talking out of our
now. Like I said earlier, and you did too, guesses. But here's the thing, dude. You know, look at the Cowboys of the 90s. You know, they had the quarterback, the running back, and the receiver. They just got rid of the potential receiver. They need to replace that.
Yeah.
And DJ Moore is a playmaker, to be sure. I saw a lot of him playing in Maryland last year because a kid I know plays for Maryland, plays safety. We may be hopefully talking about him next year draft time. So, but I saw a lot of games, and DJ Moore was just playing out of his mind.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's good. They're both good. Yeah, everybody we're talking about is good.
And none of these, some of them suck. We just don't know yet.
Yeah. Yeah. With the Lions and their plethora of needs. This is one of those situations where I don't necessarily see them going this way. But if Davenport happens to fall to them, I gotta snag him.
Yeah, I don't think he lands this far
probably
down.
Probably not.
But you're absolutely right. Yeah. If he's still here, he's in the green room pissed.
Yeah. And he's even more pissed because he has to go to Detroit now.
There's nice areas in Detroit.
Well, I'm sure there are, man.
Here's the next pick. It's it's the Bengals from Buffalo. They in a trade they got this. So they need some offensive line help, as they almost always seem to. So Connor Williams is still sitting out there. Dude, James Daniels from Iowa is still sitting out there. And that's actually who I had written first here as a possibility for them. Not really, because they also need cornerback help. Not really realizing that Josh Jackson is still going to be sitting there.
Yep.
Who is a top five guy. So now I'm waffling between
There's a bunch of guys. There's a bunch of guys out there. Alexander's still available. Oliver's still available. Jackson's still available.
I'm going to stick with James Daniels.
Okay.
Just because he's a guy, you don't want to get into the draft and then start guessing, second guessing yourself. So.
Okay. You can never go wrong with O-line, right?
Unless you take a guy who wants to be a fireman instead of a football player.
There's that. There's that. All right. The next pick is the Bills. This is the Patrick Mahomes pick.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I already drafted them a quarterback, right?
You did.
So I got them Jackson. So now they need linemen, they need wide receiver, they need safety, they need linebacker. This is probably me being a little bit too optimistic.
Okay.
Simply because not this many receivers go, right? But I'm going to go Ridley here.
To Buffalo.
Yeah.
You know, he's just going to be on the Rams a couple years later, right?
Probably. But, I had him projected as my best receiver in the draft. Yeah, whatever. Pish posh. Cortland Sutton's up there as well.
Did you say pish posh?
Pish posh. Tomato, tomato. But, they're going to get that young quarterback a new toy and have him grow together. Again, it's probably optimistic. They probably won't do that.
Right.
But yeah.
Oh, I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
Hey, we know that shaving is kind of a personal thing for you. Like, changing your blade can be a completely difficult decision.
Well said, Kevin.
Well, I was giving you time to find the copy.
Harry's is making that easy for you. Sure you are.
Yeah, okay.
I already had it.
Harry's is offering you a trial set of their wonderful products, a $13 value, so you can try their blades and their other products risk-free.
The trial set includes a weighted ergonomical handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip, and a trimmer blade, a sample of their rich, lathering shave gel, shell, and a travel blade cover. Get your trial set now by going to harrys.com/ffguys.
Harry's knows that a great shave comes down to great blades, basically, made with sharp, durable steel that lasts and lasts. That's why they bought a factory that's been making some of the highest quality blades in the world for over 95 years.
Don't take our word for it. You shouldn't. Try Harry's yourself.
Fantasy Football Guys listeners like yourself can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/ffguys.
As I mentioned, every single show, I love that ergonomical handle.
He liked it so much he made up a word for
it. It's actually not made up. It's an actual word.
I love the five-blade close shave and the little trimmer blade on the back.
Make sure you go to harrys.com/ffguys to redeem your trial offer.
That's harrys.com/ffguys.
The definition of ergonomical is the design of an object that is designed to minimize physical discomfort. Bitch.
All right.
All right, who's up?
I think it's me. So let's take a look.
Yeah, because I just took Calvin Ridley.
So I have
now
the
you
Patriots.
Have the Patriots. Boo! Make them draft a quarterback.
Make them draft a quarterback.
just to piss off people. Make them draft a quarterback.
The great thing about the Patriots. Okay, I don't want to say the great thing about the Patriots, but it is a really good thing about the Patriots is they have, by the time the season rolls around, they have depth at just about every position. So I was going to take Mike Hughes for these guys, but you popped in and took him early. So I'm going to take Jair Alexander from Louisville.
I don't hate that.
I think they could use a little help.
I don't hate it at all.
All right. So there you go.
Hold on a second. I got to get him off my board.
So now it's the Panthers.
All right. Alexander from Louisville. I got to pencil him in. All right. Carolina. Okay. So here's a team that needs wide receiver. They need defensive back as well. I don't know. With two wide receivers off the board, I don't know that they would go wide receiver and take Sutton here. That's probably a skosh early. I mean, I guess it's possible.
Who are you looking at?
I don't want to do this because I hope he falls.
This is the Panthers at 26. Who are you looking at? Looking at Van Der Esch, are you?
No.
No.
Well, they might draft Hayden Hurst here.
You thinking Hayden Hurst?
I'm thinking Hayden Hurst. I really hope he falls to the Eagles. Not going to happen.
They really don't need a tight end, though.
Yeah, but he's a game changer, dude.
So you're going to take Hayden Hurst?
I am. Yep. I mean, they need defensive back, too. So it's possible they go that way, but I'm taking Hurst for him.
Wow.
I mean, think of Cam Newton with a Gronk-type weapon out there.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Right, so Cam scrambles, and then Hurst gets open, because he will be open, because nobody can cover him. Yeah, that's a pretty deadly combo, man.
Yeah.
You're right, they don't really need one, but you know what? Think of when, before he became, apparently he always was a gangster, but think about when the Patriots had Hernandez and Gronk. Right. Remember how deadly they were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so I don't think it's crazy at all for any one of these teams, really outside of the top 15 or so, to take Hurst.
All right, so I'm looking here for the Titans. They need edge rusher. I was thinking Arden Key for a while from LSU, but dude, I think I'm going to go with Lorenzo Carter from Georgia.
Wow,
Lorenzo. So that'd be Zoe Carter.
All right.
At the number 27 pick for your Tennessee
Titans. 25.
25 pick. Sorry about that. Yeah. Zoe Carter.
Kevin's math.
Well, no, it's like I have it on a spreadsheet here, and you know how the top line is one, and then the second line would be two, so I'm one off. I just chose the wrong direction.
You were one off, but you were two off then. So, well, yeah. All right. So here, the Falcons need a lot of help defensively. Yeah, I've heard some things that like they need wide receiver too. I guess that's true, but I mean they're pretty talented. I think they go probably tackle here, and let's take Tavon Bryan from Florida.
You going Bryan from Florida?
I am.
All right.
Now you got the friggin' Saints.
Tavon Bryant.
Now this is the other. So if Hurst doesn't go before now, I think that the Saints take him in a heartbeat.
Well, I already screwed myself by taking DJ Moore at Dallas. I had him in the top spot there.
Mm-hmm. You going to go Sutton?
Take it easy.
All right.
Relax yourself over there.
I'm just saying.
Dude, I mentioned this guy before, but he's just and I've heard, you know, people actually say he could be the next Gronk. Yep. We've not seen a Gronk, you know, a type play. We've seen Tony Gonzalez, who's awesome.
Goedert is a monster.
We've seen. I'm not talking about him.
Oh, who are you talking about then?
We've seen.
Then you're crazy. You've lost your mind.
We've seen the wonderfulness that is, you know. Oh, geez, just all kinds of tight ends have been great. Ertz is great. You know, just it's crazy. So, I think Mike Gesicki from Penn State.
Wow,
is the pick for those Saints.
Another guy I hope that falls. To the Eagles.
I'm not sure they take him, actually.
I'll allow it.
I will, too. Dude, he's got the size.
Yeah.
He's got the speed.
He's got it all, Kevin.
And he's from Manahawkin, New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen. Dude, 6'5", 247, ran a 4.54 40.
Yeah.
41.5-inch vertical jump.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's pretty good.
He's got a flat top like old school. Come on, you got to love this freaking guy.
All right, the Steelers. Good Lord. The pickings are slim for them. I see them going defense, but defensively, man, there's not a whole lot going on here.
Not really.
Let me look, yeah.
There's some good linebackers. There's really good linebackers out there.
Yeah, all right, I'll take Edmonds.
Yeah, I figured you would.
All right. I was looking through the linemen, and I was like, ugh, this is kind of slim pickings. Yeah, I'll take Edmonds.
It's not slim. It's just not good first-rounders.
Right.
So, the Jaguars, put together a really great defense last year. They probably don't need to worry about more defense, as you wouldn't think.
Maybe use a linebacker, but okay.
I'm sure they'll make some picks at defense, but, you know, they really need tackle help, and I'm going to go Connor Williams here.
I don't blame you. I would have as well.
I think he's a good Texas boy.
Is that right?
I think he'll do well there, yes.
All right, let me get him picked here. All right.
He's a Longhorn.
The Minnesota Vikings select Crybaby.
Oh, that narrows it down.
Yeah.
Who?
No, I'm just saying.
Because they're
a bunch of
Crybabies.
I actually think they go line as well. Oops. What happened? I lost my thing. Man, this is actually kind of tough.
For O-line? Are you talking about tackle or interior?
Interior.
I know the guy I would take, but that's not my pick.
You take Price? Hernandez? I'm going to take Isaiah Wynn.
What?
Yeah.
All right. I'd have taken Hernandez, but that's not my pick.
That's fine.
That's all right. All right, so here we are back with the Patriots.
Patriots.
So they took a cornerback with their first round pick.
Yeah.
Honestly, I see these dudes trading up trying to get Mason Rudolph. Honestly, I do. But we're kind of past that now. So, you know, they need a linebacker. I don't know how much Billy likes picking linebackers in the first round, but that's probably their biggest need at the moment sitting here. You know, they could use a quarterback, but you know how they like to go to the sixth round for their quarterbacks. They could use an offensive lineman. Hernandez is sitting there. That might not be a bad thing. Dude, Derwin James is, you know, arguably the second best safety on the board, and he's still sitting there.
Yep.
So I doubt that he's going to last this long. Dude, but for me, I'm going to go for Rashawn Evans from Alabama.
I was going to take him for the Eagles. You bitch.
I love it that I just cut you out at the knees.
Well, yeah, but you cut the Eagles out.
Sorry.
Sorry,
birds.
All right, they're not going to do this.
They're not going to take Van Der Esch.
No. How do you say his name? I don't even know how to say his name.
Is it a running back?
Yeah.
Bruce?
Is it no.
No?
Is it Mitchell? I've only read about him, so I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't watch college football.
So you're going to take Michelle.
Michael.
I think it's Michelle. I don't know. Whatever. I don't watch Georgia football, to be sure.
Yeah, I don't.
But it's going to be, I would pick Bruce there. But if you're going to take Sonny Michelle, yeah, Sonny Michael.
That's who I'm taking.
Sonny Michael.
Yeah.
Really?
Dude, I've watched a ton of film. Insane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Insane.
He's real. I mean, it's crazy because, you know, Georgia has him and Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
So how did they not win all these games?
Well, you can only touch so many people.
That's true.
Dude, if you ever watch like these highlight reels of this kid, he's unbelievable.
Yeah. Goose is not. I think he slipped on Max, which is kind of weird. But Ronald Jones from USC is real good.
Mm-hmm.
Rashad Penny from San Diego State allegedly is pretty good. There's running back talent to be had in the later rounds, which is, you know, weird that one dude, Saquon Barkley, rises to the top and becomes a top five guy, just like Fournette last year and some Dallas player the year before that.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. So we have, this is going to be so not right. I'll be really interested to see if any of these picks are right outside of the top five.
Probably not even there. I bet I got two wrong.
Two wrong?
No, I bet I got the number two spot wrong.
Oh, dude, it's more than possible. I got the number one spot wrong.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because there's been chit-chat about Allen going there.
Right? I think they take Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Right? I think they do. I don't think that the Giants take Rosen. I think they take Barkley or they take Chubb.
They should take a quarterback, though,
I know
dude.
They should.
Their quarterback's 37 years old.
I understand. But I think that they take Chubb
or trade back.
They could do that, too. I mean, what if Buffalo just bunny hops everybody?
I saw a mock draft, earlier today, where the Broncos moved up with the Giants, took Rosen.
Yeah.
And then the Giants still got Chubb with the number six pick.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think Chubb will make it past Cleveland.
I don't know, man. They could take Barkley there.
They could.
Dude, if you could walk out with arguably the top running back, arguably the top quarterback.
I hear you, but the thing is, like,
it's not like they're trying to put asses in the seats. That's not a problem there.
They don't need a running back. They need a quarterback, and they certainly need defensive help.
They do.
So it just makes sense to me for them to draft. They get the best quarterback and the best defense. They get the best offensive and the best defensive player in the draft.
So let me get this straight. You're talking about what makes sense, and you're talking about the Browns.
Fair enough, Kevin.
All right.
And I reminisced the other day via text because I found a Reddit post that had both sides of the Wentz trade to Cleveland. So it was all the Cleveland Browns fans' reactions and then another thread that was all the Eagles fans' reactions.
And the best thing about it was all the Eagles were like, this sucks.
They were like, oh, I hate it.
We're giving up our future. And the Browns fans were like, this is great.
Yeah.
We're getting all these picks for the future.
Yeah, they're like, he's barely a good quarterback.
Right, it's he played at North Dakota. Who's heard of, where is North Dakota?
Right, yeah.
And all of a sudden now it was like, what would they give for Carson Wentz?
Oh, dude. You know what? It wouldn't matter. There's no way the Eagles would trade him.
Oh, no.
I mean, they could give their entire organization, and the Eagles probably be like, eh, we're good.
Here's the thing. If Browns fans could go back in time, they would 100% take Carson Wentz.
You think they would?
Absolutely.
I would hope to think they would, but I don't know, man.
I think if they could go back in time, they would 100% take DeSean Jackson.
Probably.
You're talking about...
But you mean DeSean Watson.
Yes, DeSean Jackson, not a draft pick last year.
Not a quarterback.
Right.
Old. Maybe, but between those two, you even go Wentz. So I think you dial it back.
Between Watson and Wentz?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know, man. It'll be interesting. And I hope Wentz is good. I hope his knee is good.
I do, too. But if he's not, we have Nick Foles to carry as long as until Wentz is
apparently
ready.
Apparently, he can play at an MVP caliber
level.
Level. Yeah. Who knew?
Not us.
Howie Roseman, ladies and gentlemen.
Howie Roseman knew.
Howie
and
Roseman.
And, dude, people in that thread were all over Howie Roseman.
Yep.
We should have kept Chip. Chip would never have done this.
Yeah.
There was some insanity of that.
Yeah, no, I'm glad they got rid of Chip Kelly.
We let Chip Kelly go too soon. He was just 1 year of his building program.
Yeah, dying of fire.
Yeah, 2 years later,
Super Bowl.
We win the ship.
Freaking ring. Okay? Wentz lost two football games last year. The Eagles lost too, really. I mean, they lost to Dallas in the last game. But
that wasn't...
Come on. Guys, how often do you see a team lose two games?
Patriots do it all the time.
I don't know.
Right, but here's the thing.
Well, the Patriots lost the last one last year, so...
That's right. And Cowboy fans, you want to talk about... We beat you guys last year. You beat our second string.
Not even.
6-0 with your first string.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah,
Foles played like he didn't even play the first quarter. He played like a few series.
He played the first and second series.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, he did terrible against Dallas. Give the guy the whole game.
Not to mention, it was 6 degrees outside.
All that.
And it was a meaningless game because they already had a first round bye and home field throughout, which they ran the table on and won the freaking Super Bowl.
Bilges! All right. You expect that a lot this year.
It's the whole team. The whole team.
Dude, I can't wait until my Jason Kelce
bobblehead
in the mummer gear bobblehead shows up.
That's insane.
It's going to be front and center. I'm going to put it on top of the Nick Foles helmet.
Yeah, put it on top of the
Nick
Foles thing. Yeah.
There's also Chris Long out there, which I'm going to have to buy. Yeah,
that's with the dog mask?
No, not dog mask. He's got the sunglasses on, the skull cap, and the long coat.
Yeah.
There's also a bobblehead out there that has the Philly play.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just
like, is it Foles like making the catch?
Right, and then you got... You know,
you see that, man? He did diamond, looked it in. It was perfect.
Perfect.
You know?
There's going to be a lot of reminiscing about the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, no. We're never going to. Well, dude, this year.
Yeah. Forever.
Sorry, guys. It's forever.
All right. See you.